For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Greg Wilsbacher goes through cans of film at the University of South Carolina's Moving Image Research Collection. Begun in 1980 with the donation of the Fox Movietone News Collection, it has grown into a nationally respected film preservation archive, among the three largest university film archives in America. The MERC, as it is called, has just acquired another significant collection, the entire film archive of the United States Marine Corps, incorporating 2,000 hours of film in 18,000 cans, 1,500 of which have been received thus far. According to USC Dean of Libraries Tom McNally, building the facilities to preserve this giant collection was something of a miracle.
We started this project without a single dollar in our pocket, but we just believed in it. We really thought that in Columbia, South Carolina, there were enough retired military and tons of former Marines that this was going to resonate, and it did. A local family gave us the money for the cold storage unit and to buy two scanners. The real goal is digitize it, put it on the web, make it available to everybody for free forever.
The footage extends from the late 1930s to the early 90s, encompassing chiefly the World War II, Korea, and Vietnam eras. But it's not just combat footage. The collection includes training films, equipment tests, public relations materials, and more. While he expects that historians, filmmakers, and other researchers will make great use of the collection, McNally said it's really for the Marines themselves.
It's an opportunity for Marines who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam to go back and view the places where they fought and they struggled for our country. These Marines are reduced to tears when they see this footage. What a great way for our university to give back to our community, but also to our country.
Wilsbacher, the MERC's curator of news film collections, said the archive already has begun impacting former Marines.
One Marine Corps cameraman who's in his early 90s asked if we could find some films that he shot in the 60s, but right toward the end of his career when he was in Vietnam. And to my delight, we were able to find two of them, and we promptly got those scanned, turned into DVDs, and put in the mail to that gentleman in Texas.
The cold storage motors hum, keeping the historic film ideally preserved. The Marines came to USC because of its reputation in film preservation, said Wilsbacher.
Our oldest piece of motion picture film in the vault dates to 1899. When you are able to handle film that's that old and not damage it, and you're able to handle it and make it available in high-resolution digital form, then you have a reputation of doing the work that you do well. And we've developed that reputation well over 30 years. We're one of the largest film archives in the country.
A reel of film that especially impressed Wilsbacher showed World War II footage from Iwo Jima.
There's just something special about an object that shows scenes that are representative of the entirety of what a Marine Corps operation would have been in World War II. Everything from movement of wounded to movement of supplies, to evidence of Japanese captured weapons for intelligence officers to look at. This one reel of film just documented a whole swath of activity on the island.
Wilsbacher said military film is an overlooked and undervalued collecting area for a university library, but it's one where USC can be and is a national leader. This report also can be heard at southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.